Australian magazine retailers and distributors say they're being swamped by customers looking for a publication they've never stocked, Charlie Hebdo. The French satirical magazine usually has a print run of 60,000, but it's publishing millions of copies of a special edition to mark the deaths of 12 people in the attack on its Paris offices last week. It's promised to ship copies around the world, including some to Australia. Pat McGrath reports.
Magnation in Melbourne's CBD stocks hundreds of magazine titles and sells thousands of them every week. But over the past few days, customers have been asking for one publication most have probably never read before, Charlie Hebdo.
Close to a couple hundred inquiries now.
Vali Valiboy is the store's owner.
I think yesterday a staff member who'd been fielding them all day started answering the phone with, "Hello, Magnation. I'm sorry, we don't carry Charlie Hebdo." So.
And anybody who walks into Magnation looking to buy a copy of Charlie Hebdo in the coming days will be disappointed.
I've actually made a conscious decision not to stock it in our stores. I feel pretty uncomfortable profiting off something that's come off, you know, the back of a tragedy, really.
But there'd be huge demand for it. You'd be foregoing a fair bit of profit there.
Yeah, I'm sure I am to a certain extent. But in this instance, you know, I feel the moral price is too high, I suppose, yeah.
The front page of this week's special edition features a cartoon of the Prophet Muhammad, a tear dripping from his eye, and in French, the words, "All is forgiven." Vali Valiboy sees how the image could stir up more anger towards the magazine's publishers.
I suppose I should point out that I'm a Muslim, and no, to me, that particular image is not offensive, and, you know, I'd like to think that that's exactly what the Prophet would be doing, shedding a tear, you know, or appalled at this behaviour.
If Australian bookstores, newsagents and other retailers do want to get hold of copies of Charlie Hebdo, they'll have to go through a distributor, like Speed Impex, which imports magazines from France, Italy, Germany and the United Kingdom. Paula Perazzi is the Sydney-based company's manager, and she says a trickle of inquiries about Charlie Hebdo began on Monday.
The second day, a couple more, but between yesterday and today, there's been a flood of them.
So, are you going to get copies of the magazine?
At this stage, we still don't know. Hopefully, the people that supply us now with the French magazines, maybe they'll be able to include the title.
In Paris, an initial run of 5 million copies of the special edition has been expanded, and Charlie Hebdo's French distributor says it will be sending some to Australia. But the question remains, can they be sold here? The Human Rights Commissioner, Tim Wilson, triggered a debate on that front when he said earlier this week that the magazine's cartoons would likely be found in breach of Section 18C of Australia's Racial Discrimination Act. And that's got Paula Perazzi and other magazine distributors worried.
Actually, the people that do our distribution, they are checking with the legal people to make sure that it is viable for us to do if we get the copies.
Have you ever encountered that problem before?
No.
Paula Perazzi from the magazine distributor Speed Impex, ending Pat McGrath's report.